George by Dave Baldwin.
I've never seen anything like it.
Well, when he said he was going to do it, I just couldn't believe it. How on earth does anyone even think of doing that?
Beats me. Well, why didn't his friends and family stop him?
Well, I think they probably tried, but he just wouldn't listen to anyone.
Well, I suppose now he can claim to have been right all along. I mean, if he'd taken any notice of the rest of us, nothing would have happened. It would still be there threatening us all.
Yeah, true. But then it would have been handled through the normal channels.
Yeah, and you can imagine how long that might have taken and at what cost.
Oh, well, it's done now, so we can all stop worrying about it. Now, in some ways, I wish I'd gone with you to see it.
Yeah, well, that's the strange thing. I mean, I don't think anyone else was worrying about it. I reckon you and I were the only ones. There really wasn't a lot to see. Just a lot of flames and George shouting. But you're right, it's over. And all thanks to one man.
One foolhardy man.
Well, foolhardy he may have been, but he might just have changed the course of history.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, come on. That's the point he was making. He was suggesting that the situation demanded immediate action. If we all waited for conventional remedy by the authorities, well, the thing could well have run amok with disastrous consequences.
Oh, I doubt that it would have become violent. I mean, there's certainly no precedent for it.
I agree, it's not exactly a common occurrence, but it could happen, and just think of the absolute mayhem if it did. No, I think that we have to admit that what that man did was not only remarkably brave, but potentially saved countless lives. Far from denigrating him for his actions, we should perhaps be demonstrating our gratitude.
Well, yes, I suppose if we consider that he may have avoided the worst possible outcome, then maybe we do owe him some show of gratitude. What do you suggest? A knighthood?
Yeah, now you're being sarcastic. Now, I'm not suggesting anything grand, but no, I don't think a statue in the town square should be out of the question.
Really? A statue?
Yeah. Some physical reminder that one man, in the face of criticism and opposition, took it upon himself to risk life and limb to nullify a threat to us all.
Well, yes. I mean, put like that, I probably agree. But don't you have to be dead to have your own statue?
No, not necessarily. Look, we can get things started by launching an appeal for funds.
Funds for what?
Well, for the statue. We'd have to get a sculptor to design something to commemorate George and what he did.
Right. Hey, what about a competition?
Competition?
Yeah. I mean, we could invite people to submit designs for the piece. We'd have a panel of judges to select the winning design, which will then be made and erected.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. You're right. Well, first we must get the agreement of the council to have such a statue in the town square, and we can take it from there.
Do you think they'll agree to it? I mean, they generally only like ideas that they come up with themselves, don't they?
What ideas do they come up with?
Well, I mean, they come up with a new higher council tax demand.
Yeah, that's true, but that's not really an original idea, is it?
No, they do it every year. But do you think they might agree to honouring a local citizen in such way?
Yeah, well, maybe. We'll just have to put the question and take it from there. Most towns and cities have statues and monuments to their heroes. Well, why not us?
Absolutely. I'm just concerned that they may not see it that way. I mean, just about any new street that has been established in the last 50 years has been named after a local councillor. Well, how will they react to a suggestion that some worthy people are not members of the council? Wait a minute. If we were to give the idea to a councillor so that he could introduce it at a meeting of the full council, it would count as an idea originated by them.
And that's true. Hey, That's not a bad idea at all. If they adopt it as their idea, they might not only celebrate him as a local figure, they might also, with their official hat on, seek wider recognition as someone of national importance. Yeah, not just a hero in Lower Dedenham, but a saviour of England.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if the government declared an annual Higginbottom Day?
Oh, yeah, I think they might well call it something else, but I take your point. Yeah, but look, we're running away with ourselves. It would be quite remarkable if we were able to convince the local council, let alone the national government. Our first task is to identify a councillor who might take up our cause.
Okay, but that might not be too easy.
Well, I know that a new youth centre is opening up on Wednesday, and since they've spent a load of public money on it, there are bound to be councillors there bathing in the glory. I'll go along and see if I can interest one of them in adopting this hero.
Great. I'll come with you.
Yeah, well, no, probably best not to. They see two of us, it might appear a bit like a plan, which of course it is. But I'll try to just drop it in as a conversational afterthought when I'm congratulating them on the splendid new youth facility.
Yeah, well, it is splendid, isn't it? Have you seen the facilities there? Recording studio, cinema room, library, a small theatre. It's got everything.
Yep, everything. Everything except staff, group leaders, technicians, the people who can guide a bunch of footloose kids into making proper use of a place like that. Now, the kids will wreck it in 6 months.
Yeah, they're tough kids, aren't they?
No, they're not tough kids. They're kids. Kids at an age when the world seems like a wonderland of things people can do. Other people. Other people have been taught or guided on how to do things. How do you write songs? Play an instrument and record the results? How do you write a play, direct and perform it, and maybe turn it into a short film? Oh, yeah, they'll have all the facilities, but no guidance, no leadership. I understand there'll be one paid employee at the centre. His job is unlocking and locking up and trying to slow down the inevitable process of destruction.
Hey, I didn't realise you felt so strongly about it.
Yeah, sorry. Got a bit of a bee in my bonnet when it comes to local council schemes. Anyway, we digress. I'll attend the opening and I'll try to engage any councillor in conversation. Then, when the moment seems right, I'll casually mention the George incident and we'll take it from there.
Well, don't talk to Brian Drake.
Well, it depends who's there. Well, yeah, why not Brian Drake?
Well, he's trying to introduce a bylaw which limits dog walking to people over the age of 21 holding a full driving licence.
Well, that sounds potty.
I know it is, and he is. But he wants to be remembered for something other than being the most stupid man ever to serve on a town council. If he's the only one there, then forget it.
Yeah, OK, don't worry. I think there'll be a good council turnout for this. I'm sure I can interest one of them in something that might put him on the map, as it were.
Well, what happened?
Well, I'm not sure. I've got a councillor, but I really don't know whether he believed me or not. He said he'd make some inquiries and phone me.
Well, who is he?
Councillor Parker. He represents the Newtown area. Now, there were four councillors there. I chose this one because he's young by council standards. I thought he might be looking to make his mark.
Well, how old is he?
Oh, probably mid-50s. Elected last year, still seems keen. Remarkably, he knew nothing about it. He seemed to think it's all some great scam. I explained that both of us were party to this guy's plan, and I actually witnessed the whole thing, but he just smiled as if he'd uncovered some enormous practical joke. Anyway, he eventually promised to go and have a look at the site, and if there were signs of activity I described, he'd phone me and we'd discuss it further. Yeah, he promised to go and look before the weekend.
Well, he won't find anything now, will he?
Well, he should do. When I went in there just beyond the entrance, the ground was all scorched where the thing had been trying to repel anyone who went near.
Yeah, well, you'll probably think that someone's just had a barbecue.
That'd be one hell of a barbecue. Now, you surely realise that it's the site of some violent action. While George was fighting the thing, flames were extraordinary. I was surprised to see him return virtually unscathed.
So you didn't actually see the thing?
No. George said I must keep well out of sight or it may well come out of the cave and cause mayhem in the village. He went in there alone, just armed with an old sword and a water container. He knew that once engaged with the thing, it would use fire, so he wanted to protect himself.
A water container?
Yeah, he had a metal can of water to control any fire attack.
So he proposed to extinguish any fire started by this thing?
No, either. I think it was just a personal safety measure so he could use water to defend himself against this creature's prime weapon, which seems to have been fire.
Oh, that's amazing when you think about it. I mean, to go in there alone and face a thing like that with just a sword and a can of water.
Certainly is. Anyway, I just hope that this councillor guy gets in touch. Hello, James Doughty.
Hello, Councillor Parker here.
Oh, Councillor, thanks for calling. Have you had a chance to look at the cave site?
Yeah, I went there yesterday with Councillor Collins. We examined the site and discussed our findings and reached a decision.
Oh, that's great. So, what's your conclusion? Yes, of course. How can I help?
This man, George, how did you meet him?
How do you mean?
Well, is he someone you've known for a while? Were you introduced to him by a friend? Is he someone you work with? I mean, who is this chap?
Oh, right, yeah. Well, we bumped into him by accident, really, in a pub. Myself and my friend Sue. We live in Hightown.
I see. You're not from these parts, are you?
No. I was born in South London. I moved here 3 months ago.
Right. So you met this man in a pub.
Yes, he was by himself. We got chatting to him and found out that he was planning to tackle this problem over at the Klondike Cave.
And what did he say the problem was?
Well, he described it as the presence of a large lizard-like creature. He'd come across it by chance when he was exploring the cave, and it had attacked him with fire, such that he was lucky to have escaped badly scorched but alive.
Yeah, I see. So you think that after such a narrow escape, he'd keep well clear of the place in future, wouldn't you?
Well, yes, but he was concerned that unless something was done, it would only be a matter of time before someone would fall victim to this thing. He was particularly concerned that during school holidays, children would often play in that area.
So he planned to go back and single-handedly kill the thing.
Well, yes.
Well, as I said, myself and Councillor Collins visited the Klondike Cave yesterday, and there is most certainly evidence of extensive burning of the stonework.
Well, yeah, there would be. I saw flames and smoke billowing out of the cave mouth.
And you believe that the creature was creating these flames?
Well, how else could they be created?
Petrol. You said that our hero went in with a sword and a can of water.
Yes.
We found the can discarded in the cave. Almost empty, but still with a pint or so of petrol left in it.
petrol?
How else could he produce such prodigious flames? Remind me again of this man's name.
George.
And the date of this brave deed?
Well, I don't know. It was a Sunday 2 weeks ago.
Aye, well, let's see then. Today's Monday the 8th of May, so Sundays would be the 7th, then the 30th of April, then 2 Sundays ago would have been the 23rd of April. That mean anything to you, Mr. Doughty?
No, I can't say that it does.
It's St. George's Day, Mr. Doughty. It celebrates our patron saint who slew a great fire-breathing dragon.
Yes, but...
We don't have fire-breathing dragons up here, Mr. Doughty. Despite what you southerners might think. What we do have is comedians. They hang out in public houses, ready to take advantage of impressionable do-gooders who are still wet behind the ears. Good day to you, Mr. Doughty.
Sue was played by Margaret Baldwin. James and Councillor Parker were played by Dave Baldwin. Incidental music, Birth of a Hero, is from bensound.com. Production is by Dave Baldwin.